USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A ninth person is dead from injuries sustained at a Southeast Texas music festival. Barthi Shahani passed away Wednesday night at a Houston hospital, a death her cousin blames on the Astro World organizers.
If they hadn't packed us in on all three sides with barricades, they suffocated us. They did this to Barthi. They suffocated Barthi.
Shahani was with her sister and cousin at Astro World last Friday when a crowd surged toward the stage. The group, headed by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, is committing a lot of money to fight drug overdose deaths. Bloomberg Philanthropies will put $120 million into the effort over 5 years. The money will be directed toward Kentucky, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. The group saying those states have been hit especially hard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
President Biden is showing support for American veterans. Biden saying the nation always honors the service and sacrifices of its veterans during his speech at Arlington National Cemetery on Veterans Day. The president insisting the United States has a sacred obligation to care for veterans and their families.
This is a lifetime sacred commitment. It never expires.
Officials with the Veterans Administration and the Ag Council talked to veterans about what is going on in their lives as the foundation for a campaign about veteran suicide prevention. Dr. Matthew Miller, National Director of Suicide Prevention with the VA, talks about some of their feedback.
It's those issues of daily life, like relationship problems, financial, occupational. And what they've said in response is, give us some easy-to-access resources readily available.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As gas prices remain at a 7-year high, the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues. President Biden continues to focus on a legislative victory.
He's not going to sign it into law until Monday by his own choice, but President Biden is certainly out talking about that huge infrastructure bill that Congress gave final approval to last week. Speaking at the Port of Baltimore on Wednesday, the president said the measure is going to make a big difference in the United States, not just with roads and highways and fixing ailing bridges, but also by upgrading ports like the Port of Baltimore.
It's going to modernize our ports with $17 billion in investment.
Before that stop in Baltimore, the president was in Delaware, where he attended a funeral for that state's first ever female governor. The former governor, Ruth Miner, died last week at 86. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Moderna is standing by its COVID vaccine's protection and striking down the risk of a rare heart condition associated with it. The drug maker saying the vaccine protects against severe disease, hospitalization, and death as a result of coronavirus, which it says trumps the risk of myocarditis. The heart inflammation has been reported in a number of young men who have gotten a Moderna shot. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.